The Nutnicker story, if you are a ticket P1 and you are, I don't know, if you are enough of a P1 to remember the B team, which was a handful of shows in between The Rant and The Orphanage, then you might remember the Nutnicker story. But the Nutnicker story is a story that I told on the B team, and then I was cajoled into telling to Stuart at this particular meeting at the Old Monk.
So this story happened on the B team, not on The Rant?
I don't know. I think it was on the B team.
That's so amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And so, so the Nutnicker story is, a story that I brought to my friends because I thought it was amusing. It's back when I had a corporate job. Mm-hmm. And when you have a corporate job, part of, and you know, this is a distant memory here in these COVID times, but part of one of the best parts of your day when you have a corporate job, when you sit in a cubicle, when you're in a giant office building with a bunch of other people, one of the best parts of your day is when you get to go to the restroom and just have some quiet time.
See, I don't get that. That would seem like a nightmare to me that you would... time is your public restroom.
Right, but see, you have never had this type of job, so you don't understand how desperate you are to get away from your cubicle and to get away from people.
And so this happens with everyone in it. Like, this is a moment that you're like, oh, well, Bill's going to the... Bill will be back in about 20.
Right, and if it's important enough to you... You know where the prime restroom is, whether it's on your floor or a different floor. If there is a private, like, handicapped room that is like one in, one out, lock the door, that you know if you have to do some serious business, you know where to go in your building, right?
This was an episode on How I Met Your Mother. Did you ever watch that show?
I have watched that show. I've not seen that episode.
Well, the one that was the lawyer, you know, that worked in the office, the tall
yes.
one. I forget his name right now. He was always so afraid to go at the office that he would actually go home
mm-hmm.
until he found out the floor above was being remodeled and no one was ever up there. So he found his private bathroom.
Yes. Yes. It's very true. I did at one point try to use a women's restroom, and after I did so, a post-it note was put on the outside of the door that said, "Men, please don't use this restroom."
Oh my god. Like right after or like a week later?
Like the next day.
Oh, that was for you.
Yeah, that was for me. But so the Nutnicker did not occur in the women's restroom, but it was in the men's handicapped restroom. It was a private room that had a door that locked, that mm-hmm. you know was that opened up to a hallway around the corner from the elevators.
It's now like the family restroom.
No, it was like a 10x10 room. It was posh.
Yeah,
it
you
was
can
beautiful.
Cartwheel in those things. It's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, you could totally.
Not that that's what they're used for.
You could totally do a breakdance routine on the tile floor if you wanted to.
Easily.
And so on this particular day, I was on my normal schedule. And I sat down.
Do you have a normal schedule to this day?
Not to this day, but at that time I was on a routine.
Okay.
And so I sat down. And you know how sometimes...
Sometimes
when the timing is right and everything aligns, mm-hmm. it's like a slip and slide. Like as soon as you commit, as soon as you pl- place your buttocks on the toilet. This was one of those times, one of those magical times where you don't even have to think about it. You don't even have to work at it. It just happens. And
this is a magical time.
It was a magical time, but it was so magical that, and keep in mind, I'm telling this story to you here on the pod, but I'm also telling this story at the Old Monk on the patio to Stuart Stikes and his wife. But I sit down and I have this magical experience, but it's so magical that it comes out completely unbroken, if you know what I'm saying.
Those are magical times.
That there's no pinching whatsoever. That it is just one solid python that comes out. And
you have such a different life than me.
And this particular occasion, have you ever seen when a whale or a shark, when they're about to die and they beach themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they swim all the way up to the shore and then they just go full speed and they just beach themselves because they know they're going to die and they're cresting out of the water.
I think that's how I'm going to go.
So that is what happened, because it was such a continuous, beautiful, gorgeous python.
Mm-hmm.
It went all the way down as far as it could go, but then it also broke off and beached itself, cresting up out of the water.
Sure.
So as you would turn around and look inside the bowl, you would see the surface of the water, and then you would see this majestic killer whale beaching itself halfway up the porcelain.
Okay, so you went whale, not snake.
Both, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm mixing metaphors. Well, so what happened was, as it beached itself, as it beached itself and it broke off, then it fell forward, and the tapered end,
gravity,
was brought down by gravity. And it nicked the back of my nutsack. And so I felt something was awry.
Has this ever happened before?
Never before, never since. So I look down and I see this majestic creature cresting out of the water.
Loch Ness.
And then I reach down and I spin around the sack.
What do you mean you spin around the sack?
Well, you know, you grab it and then you turn it.
Because you want to look at it.
I want to look at the backside.
See what happened there.
And lo and behold, there's a skid mark on the back of my sack. And I thought it was...
I mean, I've heard this story 7 million times, and it gets... It's never... It always pays off. It's the most
I don't know if I'm the only person that...
I
don't know if I'm the only person that this has ever happened to.
What did you do?
But I...
You're
well,
at work.
I mean, I pulled off a couple squares of toilet paper, and I wiped off the back of my sack. But I feel like this is a one in a billion event that I witnessed, that my body allowed me to participate in and enjoy.
Do you remember the show That's Incredible?
Yes.
Do you feel like this would have made the cut?
If there was a way that they could have made it PG enough for 1984, then yes. If John Davidson could have come on there and talked about a piece of fecal matter nicking a set of testicles in a very family-friendly way, then yes, it is incredible.
Was it gentle?
Yes, it was very gentle.
Hmm.
But it was something that I felt immediately was special. And so I had to tell all my friends, obviously.
And everyone else that ever... Yeah. And everyone so, else that didn't even want to hear it.
Right. And so it became a story that was retold many different times. And I think the last time I told it before now was at the Old Monk to Stuart Sykes and his wife.
And I am.
And they both had the most horrified looks on their faces. And at that point, I retired the story. Until now.
The next time I see him, I'm going to mention it. Because I guarantee
There's no
you,
way he remembers.
It is...
There's no way he remembers.
No one forgets this story. No one forgets stories like these. You don't forget stories like these. These are burned in your brain for the rest of your life. I can't wait. Do you want to make a bet on if he remembers it?
If Stuart remembers the Nutnicker story,
you'll go shirt off at the Mike Reiner show.
Sure. Yes. Shirt off.
Oh, right. My God.